wonderful to have Ryan with us each week, sharing his talent with us. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? We are talking about growing in the Spirit. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And we talked about growing in your body, your soul, and your spirit. And we started with spirit. And the way you grow in your spirit is by prayer and by studying the Word. And if you remember, we talked about pleading the blood. Who remembers how you overcome Satan? What scriptures say you overcome Satan? How? The blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. You get the blood of the Lamb, pleading it in prayer, and the word of God, which is your testimony, and that is how you can defeat anything Satan throws at you. So we are learning how to pray. We talked about communicating. Last week we talked about asking. And this week we're going to talk about seeking God. And seeking God is something that gets missed a lot in the Christian church today. And Scripture talks very, very much about seeking. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, we all know what seeking means. It doesn't mean just taking a glance. It means focusing to find what you are looking for. To have a focus. To find what you are looking for. If you've ever lost anything that's really important, you know what seeking is. As you seek until you find it. And if you cannot find it, you're not going to stop. You are going to keep looking until you find it. And Scripture tells us that is how we need to approach God in our prayers, is we really need to seek Him and His kingdom and His way of doing things. Righteousness is His right way of doing things. And to know what the Bible says about the situations that we're facing, and therefore we can make really good, strong, powerful decisions because we have sought what God is trying to tell us to do. That is so key in all of our praying, is that we are seeking to find God. We're going to look at some scriptures there. I want you to start with Jeremiah 29. Now, if you've been around here very long, you have heard Jeremiah 29:11 taught over and over again. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen. Isn't that a wonderful verse?
Yes, it is.
Jeremiah 29, that's verse 11. But now we're going to look at verse 12 and 13. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. You see, we have to seek Him with our whole heart. And we all know what it means to seek with our whole heart. To have that focus 100% seeking God and what He is saying in His Word for us to do. Yeah, we need to be people who get so close to God in our prayers and are so walking with God that the first thing we ask in every single situation is, what's God doing here? And then get in line with what He's doing and join what God's doing instead of saying, what am I doing here now, God? I need you to come along.
Amen.
You see, it doesn't say anything about God seeking us. It talks very clearly about us seeking God. And that is so key in finding out. You know, you make decisions. Those decisions are very significant. Some of them are. And sometimes we make some dumb decisions. We make some stupid decisions, and it is because we have not stopped and sought God in our prayer life. Why don't you go to Matthew 6:33? I've already talked about this tonight, but I want you to see it in writing because this is such a powerful promise. This is such a powerful promise. We're going to underline a couple of nice words here. Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first. Underline first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What will happen then? All these things will be given to you. All. Underline all. Underline first and underline all. And they go hand in hand. It's a promise from God. Seek first and all these things will be added. If you seek 7th, 8th, or 9th, you can't expect all these things to be added. All goes with first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. You know, there's going to be some decisions that are pretty easy to make. You're just going to know that's a dumb thing or that's the right thing to do. There are other times you're going to have to say, okay, God, I'm not going to make a move until you tell me and show me exactly what I need to do. Now, and sometimes I have to pray. I'll say, God, I have no idea what's going on here. I don't know what my next move is. And I need you to just show me something. And He'll send somebody to a conversation. It's happened to all of you. Or you'll get a phone call. Or you'll be praying or you'll be studying the Word and a verse will jump out at you. And you're like, okay, I'm seeking God and He is showing me exactly what He wants to be done. Now, Jenna called me last week and she said, Mom, yeah, I graduate May 15th. Everybody should be saying praise the Lord. You poor ladies, I know what I've put you through in the last 3 years. I am so sorry. But she said, you know, my student loans are going to kick in. She said, you know, I'm going to have to make a whole lot more money in order to cover those. I said, Jenna, I said, that's not your problem. Unless you make it your problem. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and let Him take care of it. Now you and I are going to start praying that God just shows you exactly what He is going to do. He has to show you. Mm-hmm. And you're going to seek Him until He shows you and you're not going to stop seeking Him until He does show you. So unfortunately for Jenna, or fortunately for Jenna, I happened to be studying this when she called. So I was ready to practice it on somebody. And that was on the weekend, and she called me Monday on her way home from work, and she said, Mom, she was almost in tears. She said, I just have to praise the Lord. She said, I spent the day just seeking God and putting it in His hands. She said, Tad had his mid-year evaluation, he got a promotion, and got a $20,000 increase. That's seeking and all these things being added unto you. And God's no respecter of person. He isn't doing that just for certain people. He's doing that for every single person that will seek Him first.
Amen.
That will seek Him first. He has promised that. He has promised it. He won't break His word. But He is saying, look, I'm not going to force it on anybody. It's up to you whether you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. It's totally up to you.
Yes, it is.
And then God will do what He's going to do. I want you to go to Psalm 63:1. A lot of you know this song. A contemporary song's been written from this psalm here. Oh God, You are my God, and I will ever praise You. I will seek You in the morning. It comes from this psalm, Psalm 63:1. Oh God, You are my God. Earnestly I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My body longs for You. in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Tell you, when you are absolutely thirsty. Now, if you've ever ridden with my sister, when she gets thirsty or has to go to the bathroom, there's nothing that's going to stop her from finding a drink or a bathroom. She seeks until she finds one. She is earnestly seeking. Yeah, but we need to want to know God so desperately that all we want to do is seek Him and get to know Him more. There's power in that. There's absolute power in that. I'm going to show you where that power is. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. There's so much power. It's in the beginning of the Bible, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. I want you to go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Well, he was talking to them about following idols, and in verse 24 he says, "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. After you've had children and grandchildren and live in the land for a long time, if you become corrupt and make any kind of idol, doing evil in the eyes of the Lord your God and provoking him to anger, I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you this day that you will quickly perish from the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. You will not live there long, but you will certainly be destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the people, and only a few of you will survive among the nations to which the Lord will drive you. There you will worship man-made gods of wood and stone who cannot see or hear or eat or smell. But if from there, even if you've made all kinds of mistakes, here's the promise of God. Even if you've made all kinds of mistakes, if you've messed up in every way, look how merciful and wonderful God is. But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you look for him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things have happened to you, then in later days you will return to the Lord your God and obey him. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon or destroy you or forget the covenant with your forefathers, which he confirmed to them by oath." Listen, even if you haven't sought God to this point, he is saying, "Come and seek me and I will be merciful. I will be faithful and I will remember my covenant." My covenant is the blessings of Abraham. And if that doesn't get you excited, go home and read the blessings of Abraham. They're amazing, abundant, beyond anything you can even think or imagine. And he is saying, look, I want you to, no matter what's going on in your life right now, just stop it now and come back and seek me with all your heart. But he says, you know, sometimes you're going to get into some stressful situations, in distress. Sometimes it's man-made distress. Sometimes it's attack from Satan. Sometimes it is just life happening. Yeah, man-made. Yeah, us. But all of us have either just come through a trial, we're in the middle of a trial, or we're getting ready to go into one. That's all of us. That's, you know, but James 1 tells us this, and I want you to see this. This is so important. Go to James, it's in the back of the Bible, right behind Hebrews. James chapter 1, this is so key. Well, and God sometimes, he's going to allow things to come into our lives because, I don't know about you, but the times I seek God the most is when I need a miracle, huh? Yeah. And sometimes he'll say, you know what? Your focus is way off. Your focus is not where it needs to be. You need to come back. Come back and seek me with all your heart. And certain things are going to cause us to come back and seek God with all our heart. Tell you, we've had children in trouble. We've had all kinds of financial problems. We have had sickness come on us. There's all kinds of things that have happened to us in order for us to get back and praying. How many of you know when you're sick, you're going to pray?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how many of you know when your children are in trouble, first thing you're going to do is start praying? That's exactly right. How many of you know when you need a miracle, you don't go to anybody else? You know the only person that can give you a miracle is God Himself. Yes. And you know, sometimes it brings us to our knees, but God is saying, the key to walking with me is seeking me with all your heart. James 1 says, consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kind. How many of you consider it pure joy? The reason it's pure joy is not because of the trials, but because it is bringing you back to a place where you are seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And when that happens, all of those things you're praying about are going to be taken care of.
Amen.
Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Now listen to this. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You see, those trials that come into your life, you know, I've said it before, I know God's getting ready to do something huge when I have all these trials come on me at one time. This is just God taking me to the next level. According to Scripture, He is maturing me, and I persevere and keep seeking Him first and His kingdom, I will lack nothing. Mm-hmm. Ladies, that is powerful. That's powerful. Yeah, but our God is saying to every one of us, our desire should be like that in a dry and weary land. God, I am going to seek You, and I am going to keep focused on You for my breakthrough. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.